It's the Love Doctor, Kevin Riles. Welcome to the Real Estate of Life with Kevin Riles. Today we talk about the things I love about real estate, in honor of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day just passed. I want to talk about why I love real estate. DJ, hit that soft music.
Support for this program comes from the Digital Broadcasting Network, presenting podcasts and web series from everyday people who have an extraordinary passion to make the world a better place.
And welcome back to the Real Estate of Life with Kevin Riles. This is your host, Kevin Riles. I appreciate you tuning in for another week of this awesome, most greatest podcast. I appreciate you every week in tuning in. For those of you that are new to this podcast that may be listening for the first time, we talk about real estate because that's what I do for a living, but we also talk about life because that's what we are all living our lives. And I talk about motivation and success and happiness and things of that nature. So we're going to finish out this this month, basically, of questions that I've been submitted, that have been submitted to me from social media, email, and things of that nature. And this last of this series, this last podcast will be on the things that I love about real estate. Y'all get the love about real estate. I want to go to that Barry White love about real estate. And so I know Mr. Producer typically puts music in the background. I don't know if he's going to put a little Barry White in the background. Maybe I'm saying that now. Maybe he's going to put a little New Edition, you know, some Boys to Men. But the things that I love about real estate, this week, we're taping this in February of 2018. This week was Valentine's Day. And so I thought appropriate to answer the question that someone had asked me on Facebook, actually. And they asked basically, why do I like real estate? You know, what are the reasons they should invest in real estate? And to me, I interpreted that as, why do I love real estate? Why do I love real estate? And so I wanted to spend a couple minutes with you guys to kind of maybe convince you to start maybe dating real estate, maybe, you know, going steady with real estate, maybe eventually getting married to some real estate, right? And so I want to convince you that real estate is a very, very, very good date. Very, very good date. Great to marry. Has all the qualities of just a great, awesome partner in life, especially your financial life. And so why do I love real estate? Why do I love real estate? So reason number one for me, it goes back to something my dad told me. For those of you that know my story, you know that I didn't grow up with my biological dad. We established a relationship later on in life. And when we were catching up, when we were starting to establish a relationship, he's a minister my entire life. And I say that to say that I was talking to him and I was telling him I was interested in real estate. And he said, oh, that's great. That's awesome. He said, one thing that God is not making any more of is land. And he said, so you should buy as much land or property as possible because God is not making any more land. And for whatever reason, that just resonated with me very early on. This is probably in the middle of college, I would say. And so I thought about it. And that's true. Like, there's nothing else out there that is being produced as far as real estate is concerned. Like, the land that we have is the land that we have. In fact, if you think about it, on some of the coasts right now, we're losing some real estate because of what's happening with global warming. And so the number one reason is that it's a product that that no one's making any more of, right? God is not making any more land. And so therefore there's only a certain amount of it. And if you go to your economics class, it's basic supply and demand. The more, since there's no one producing an additional supply, then as demand increases, the prices will go up, right? You remember that supply demand curve in your economics class where you had a supply line and a demand line. And if demand was higher, then that curve went a little bit, went a little bit higher and supply remained the same. And the axis of that was price. And so at the end of the day, no one is making any more land. And when I say land, I also mean property and things of that nature. And so it is a asset in which if you can own as much as you possibly can, it will create wealth just by its very nature because no one else is producing any more of it, right? Where you can own all kinds of assets. You can own a house. You can own, you know, your car. But that car is only cool for right now. They're producing more cars. You can own any type of widget, but they're producing more widgets. But they're not producing any more land. And so that's one of the main reasons I got into real estate was the fact that, man, if I own real estate, then over time it grows in value and that will increase my net worth. So that's one of the reasons I love real estate. The other for me, this is a reason I love it, is that it has provided an income for me because I practice it both as a profession and I invest in it as an investment vehicle. So real estate as an industry, I'm gonna get off the investment for a second. Real estate as an industry provides a lot of things that are good for my spirit as far as how I like to work. So for those of you that are maybe thinking about getting into the real estate industry, this may help you. Real estate provides me with flexibility of schedule. Now, I want to explain that. Flexibility of schedule means that I have a flexibility that I can come here today at Mr. Producer's studio and tape this podcast. But it doesn't mean that I don't work. A lot of people assume flexibility of schedule means that you're just not working. That is not the case. I probably work on average about 70 to 80 hours a week, but they're not from 8 to 5. It might be from 10 to midnight one day, or it may be from 7 a.m. To 7 p.m. one day. Yesterday, I took a day off, to be completely honest with you, because I was exhausted. So it does allow me to do that. I answered my phones, but I really didn't do a whole lot. With that being said, I'm gonna have to make that time up today and Saturday, and most likely even Sunday. You know, we're taping here on a Friday today. So at the end of the day, it provides flexibility of schedule. And what that does for me is that resonates with my spirit. I took a personality test. I think I've talked about in one of our very first podcasts called a DISC analysis. And it's a personality test based on a lot of research in how people like to work, basically. And mine says, I don't like a very rigid schedule, right? My DISC test came back and said, I like flexibility in my schedule. So one of the things that practicing real estate as a profession does is it allows me to organize my days the way I like them. And so I really appreciate that. The other thing is that it provides me with an income based on my work, right? And this is not a slight to anyone that works a job who has a salary. But at the end of the day, if you work a job and have a salary, you are getting paid and you might be getting paid handsomely, but you're only getting paid what the company allows you to get paid. Some of you may have bonus structures, but for the most part, most people on a salary and they get, raises possibly every year or every other year, 3, 5, 7, 10%, whatever the case may be. But you can work 80 hours a week, or work 40 hours a week in most of those jobs and you get paid the same. In real estate, it really is a correlation between hours worked and income, right? In fact, the nerd in me, the professor in me, I teach at Prairie View A&M University, did some research as to had anyone researched incomes of real estate agents. And there's a study, I think it's about 7 years ago, maybe even 8 years ago now, out there that showed the correlation between number of years in real estate, number of hours worked, and income. The more you're in real estate as far as number of years, the more experience you have, the higher number of hours you work correlates directly to what your income is. And so that's why a lot of people drop out of real estate as a practice, as an agent or broker in the first 5 years, because they may have the work ethic, but they don't have necessarily the experience. And so with that being said, I'm 20 years in the game now. Literally, this is my 20th year of being licensed in real estate. And so with that being said, I have enough experience now. I work enough hours. And so it has derived an income for me that has provided for my family. Now, not every year. 2006 through 2008 was the end of the earth for me as far as income is concerned. But with that being said, it has provided an income that to me correlates with my spirit of entrepreneurship and my spirit of work ethic. I work as my daughter knows. My wife used to, when she was, my daughter was little, she would ask, "Where's daddy? Where's daddy?" when she was very, very little. And so my my wife would say, "Daddy's at work. Daddy's at work. And so my daughter used to say, Daddy work. And so now that's a joke around our house. She's 14 now and talks obviously much better. But when I'm busy, I always say, Daddy work. And so with that being said, though, that work pays off because I'm able to provide for my family, which I take very seriously. So from a practicing profession standpoint, the reason I love real estate is as a profession is because it provides an income that's based on the work ethic that I have and the knowledge level that I have. And I appreciate that. There are parts that I don't love. I'll be honest with you and say that. But it goes with my spirit. And I keep saying my spirit, the way I like to work. I think as we get older and wiser, more importantly, we want to be put in situations where we are aligned with how our body clocks are, how our mind works. We want to be in professions that allow for us to be able to do that. And because of that, I am in a situation now where, real estate really fits my lifestyle. It really fits the lifestyle that I want, not only from an income standpoint, but from a schedule standpoint, from a curiosity standpoint. I just told Mr. Producer that I'm taking another CCIM class next. My goal is to get CCIM certified. For those of you out there that don't know what that is a certification. It's kind of like a professional engineer certification or a CPA for accountant. And that's our designation here in commercial real estate. So I'm working on that. I'll be gone next week from most of the week to take another class on my way to get that certification. Well, that appeals to my mind because I'm always learning. It's always something new in real estate. It's always new people in real estate. So I love the fact that real estate gives me a diversity of opportunities to be able to practice. So that's the second reason. And I will also say when it comes to if I take my real estate broker practitioner hat on and put my real estate investor hat on, the diversity that real estate gives you is one of the things that I love, right? The diversity in types of real estate that you can get into. You can be a residential guy. You can be a commercial guy. In residential, you could be a single family home guy or a duplex person, or you could be, I just talked to someone the other day that they specialize in frame homes with block on beam homes and manufactured housing. That's all they invest in. They don't invest in anything else. So manufactured housing on at least an acre, that's their kind of criteria. And I just thought that was so interesting because that is truly a specialty, and they manage their own homes. They manage their own mobile homes. And if you're familiar with mobile homes, if you are doing any type of work to a mobile home, it's not like a regular house. It has special pipe fittings and things of that nature. So they develop this expertise. But if you can specialize in that, man, that thing is so highly profitable because you're essentially leasing out land. And so the fact that I meet people from the investor standpoint on these different types of real estate. I have people that do lending, private lending. They don't even invest in real estate from an investment standpoint. They lend out to others who are trying to invest in real estate, and they make money off of that. There's just so many different ways you can get involved in real estate. Some of the investors I work with are land investors. They have the money to be able to sit on land and wait for it to appreciate and then sell it. And so there's just so many different ways for you to the diversity of real estate is just awesome. You can decide what type of real estate you want to invest in. You can become an expert in that particular type of real estate. You can become an expert in an area. The mentor that got me involved in real estate 20 plus years ago, he is an expert in a certain area of Houston called Third Ward, right? He knows like values, he knows streets, he knows houses. I mean, he has a mental, like if you tell him Prospect, he knows every house on Prospect Street over all these years. And so the fact that he is able to develop that level of expertise for an area is amazing. He knows who owns these homes over the years. And so being able to diversify, if you are a person that really likes houses that sit on water, I have another investor that he buys houses. They must sit on some type of lake or beach or some type of water, and that's all he does. And he thinks he gets better rents that way. And so, again, the diversity of real estate is something that I also like. And then I would also say So that's something else that I love as far as real estate is concerned. It is one of the, if not the only, real estate is one of the, not if not only, best ways to build wealth that there is, no matter where you are in the world. If you own land and real estate on average goes up in value every year, right? On average. Now, there are years, 2000, in fact, I just looked at a chart before we turned on the camera today and on the audio, and in 2006, 2007, 2008, real estate took a significant dive. But just imagine if you bought at the bottom of that dive where you are now. And I can tell you from a practitioner standpoint, people are winning if they were able to buy real estate at that particular time. Some of them are getting 100 plus percent return on selling their property because they bought it at the bottom of a market. It is the true test to me of being able to build wealth with real estate. And I know that's a primary focus of this podcast, is showing you how to build wealth in real estate. But I don't think a lot of people understand the fact that if you own a property, you buy whatever, if you buy a $100,000 house or $1 million retail center, that on average 10 years from now, that house is going to be worth more than it is today. One, if it's not and you've been leasing it out, then you have made a significant amount of money, you should have at least, in leasing that property out over time if you purchase right. Same thing with the retail center, same thing with an apartment complex. It gives you, real estate gives you income now and appreciation and wealth later, right? And so you get two streams of income. You get the rents that are coming in on a monthly basis, right? You get the two streams of income. Then the other stream of income is when you decide to capitalize and sell that particular property, you get that as well. So assuming that you have some appreciation, you've got an income over time, plus you get the income from the sale of the property. You can't get that a lot with, you can get that a little bit with stocks, but not to the levels if you purchase right with real estate. And so there's just so many things that real estate gives you. And that's why I think God led me to this profession, was the fact that it's entrepreneurial, it's diversity, it provides freedom of schedule. And let me also say, on the freedom of schedule, if you are an investor and you become an investor where you have replaced your primary job income with real estate, it also provides you with freedom of schedule, because now you're managing a business. In and of itself, if you're investing in real estate, you're really investing in a business. The business of property management, the business of marketing, the business, it's a true business. So if you get to a point where you are a full-time real estate investor, you're managing a business, and that gives you flexibility of schedule as well. So I want to encourage all of you, as again we come to an end of this, at least this version of the questions that you have asked me on social media, to in one way, shape, or form, look for opportunities to learn more and to get into real estate, to learn about this wonderful opportunity to build wealth and to get educated and to meet people. I'll end with this. Real estate not only provides you with a diversity of opportunities to invest, it also provides you with a diversity of opportunities to meet so many different people. There are so many different people around this world that invest and are interested in real estate. One of my very good friends, when I owned a Remax franchise, ran a Remax franchise in Canada, and we stay in touch. In fact, he'll be a guest next month on my Motivational March month coming. Motivational March. We're going to motivate you to be successful. We're going to motivate you to be successful. So tune in, Motivational March. But John, I wouldn't have met John without being involved in real estate. And so there are conferences, there are real estate investor groups in every locale around the world that you get to meet these interesting people and hear their stories. And if you're like me and my personality type, I like meeting people. And so real estate allows for you to do that. And then ultimately, it sometimes allows for you to help people. If you are investing in residential real estate or in apartment complexes, you're providing a place for someone to live, right? Place to, for someone to live. And I don't take that lightly, the fact that someone is living in a property that I own or using a property for business that I own. They're getting their either livelihood on the commercial side or on the residential side. This is where they lay their head. That is a blessing to be able to provide that, even though you're getting paid for it. And so I just love real estate for so many different ways, and I wanted you to know why I practice. So with that being said, I'm going to end this version of the Real Estate Life with Kevin Riles to tell you that I love real estate. I cannot wait to talk to you again. Motivational March is coming up. We're going to motivate you to get excited to get that out there and invest in real estate. So I can't wait for you guys to start listening to those podcast episodes. I will see you guys next week. Hey, thanks for listening as always. Do you have questions about any of the topics I'm talking about? If you have questions, let me know. Email me at kevin@kevinriles.com. Again, that's kevin@kevinriles.com. I'm going to do a podcast just on the questions that you guys are sending me. So feel free to send them to me. Again, that's kevin@kevinriles.com.